Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
I'd like to invite you to come out and be a part of our Passion Play. It'll be taking place on March the 15th, 16th, and the 17th. Special singing every night. It's going to begin at 6 o'clock, and then the play will begin at 7. We've got the Edwards family coming in on Friday night, the Justice family on Saturday night, and then the Reggie Sadler family will be with us on Sunday night, and we look forward to seeing you at the Passion Play at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church coming up on the 15th, 16th, and the 17th of March. Here's the Jimmy Justice family, and then we're going to Genesis chapter number 8, live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
This road I'm on is straight and narrow, but leads to a better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I'll walk each day with sweet assurance that I'll safely reach my goal. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and home. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Now while on this road I get so weary, and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I climb each hill and I cross each valley by his hand, I'm daily led, and I won't look back. I'm gonna keep right on walking, 'cause I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. And up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for my weary soul. And up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. You know that I'll be at home with Jesus, where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Take your Bible once again and turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter number 8. And we're going to be looking once again at understanding the representation of the ark. This section that we're looking at today is going to be entitled The Worship from the Ark. Amen. Finally getting off. Amen. Getting off. Can you imagine being on that vessel for all that time? I'm imagining the smell was probably unbearable. Amen. And you can imagine being on there with all of those animals and getting rocked around and finally getting some hope that we are going to get off of this vessel. Amen. We're going to return back to land once again. And so if you got your Bibles, once again, go to Genesis chapter number 8. We've been preaching. Let me just give you a little quick introduction here. We've been preaching on understanding the spiritual representation of the ark. And we've preached on thus far, think about all these things that we've preached so far. We've preached thus far on the man of the ark, the building of the ark, the invitation of the ark, the interior dimensions and divisions, those stories of the ark, and then the window of the ark. We preached a whole message on the resting of the ark, And then we preached on the birds of the ark. Remember last week, we were talking about the raven and the dove. And we're going to preach this morning on worship from the ark. We're talking about when we get off, amen. Thank God, I'm glad that not only did Noah have a relationship with God inside the ark, but he also continued to have a relationship with God outside the ark, amen, after he had done landed. That's something important, amen, for us. I think some people's got the idea the only time that they need God is while they're in church. That's not true, friend. No, you can have God outside of church, man, Monday through Sunday, every day of the week. You can have a relationship with God. Worship is great while we come together corporately, but you can have worship individually, amen, outside, amen, the house of the Lord. Listen, you say, preacher, now that means we don't have to come to church. That is not true. That's unbiblical, amen. The Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, amen. He wants us together corporately. He wants us to have church. Amen. That's why you say, preacher, do you think that God really wants the church to continue these days? I'm going to tell you something. Why in the world would God give qualifications for pastor, deacon, and all those other things, and missionary? Why would God do that if he didn't want you to have a church? Sure he did. He wants you to come together corporately. There's some things that the church has helped me with. Have you ever thought about this? Where did you get saved? Amen. In a church. And this is the results of the preaching of the gospel. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. So that word has to go out. And when that word goes out, it's then received and applied. Amen. And boy, people get saved. Sinners get saved from the preaching of God's word. It will change your life. Anybody love God's word? Thank God. I'm telling you, this book will change your life if you'll let it. Let's look at the text this morning. Genesis chapter number 8, verse number 15. The Bible said in verse number 15, and God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark. Now think about this. There was an invitation to come. Remember that? But now God said, it's okay to leave. It's all right to step out. It's all right to go forth. It's all right to go out. Boy, I tell you, listen, just as much as that invitation to come, once you come to Christ, I'm going to tell you something. There is also within each and every one of us a mission, a purpose, something that God has called us to do. And we are to go out and to go forth and to tell what God has done throughout the storm. Now watch this. Go forth from the ark, thou and thy wife, thy sons and thy son, and thy sons and wives with thee, bring forth of the every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both fowl and of cattle, and of the creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. This was called the disembarkment. There was a loading process, but now there's a going forth. There's a leaving process. Now watch, verse number 20. Look at the first thing that Noah did. When Noah got out the ark, the very first thing that Noah did, watch this. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Well, as we begin this morning, we see some things. That the first thing that I noticed was that what Noah did when he disembarked from the ark, the first thing he had on his mind was worship. The very first thing that was on Noah's mind was worship. I want you to notice, first of all, this morning, Noah's actions. Notice Noah's actions. Notice from the very first moment that Noah gets off of the ark, almost as if, I mean, he didn't even get to kiss the ground good. He hit the ground running, and the first place he went was to build that altar. Notice this. The Bible says about three basic things here. Notice his actions. The first thing I want you to see is this, that Noah built it. Verse number 20. And Noah built an altar to the Lord and took every, notice this, he built it. Number one, he built it. Number two, he took of every clean beast and every fowl. And number three, he offered burnt offerings on the altar. Building this altar and then offering burnt sacrifices on the altar was the first recorded action that Noah did when he left that ark. It was the first recorded action that Noah did. I got to thinking about that. Noah built the ark for the saving of his house, but he built this altar for the worship of his house, amen. He wanted to point his family straight to God. He said, look here. He said, while we've been in this ark, God's protected us. While we've been in this ark, we've been securing the things of God. But while we've been in this ark, God has provided men help. He's in fact provided that food that we've been. He done everything. And listen, now on the outside of the ark, we're just going to have to give God his praise. He deserves our praise, don't he? Amen. Well, I think about him building out. We see him building the altar. Boy, the priority of worship. Think about this. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye, some of you guys know this, but hard. Boy, I talk about it all the time. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, I tell you, we see some things when we seek God's face, we put God first in all that we do. Instead of building a house, listen, Noah built an altar. Did y'all get that? Instead of running to build a house for the day, for the night, for the rest of his life, Noah stops long enough to build an altar. That tells me this morning that Noah had something in his heart that we need, amen. He had a worship, amen. He had a gear within him that said, hey, listen, do what's right first, and then God will bless. Now, instead of building a house to live in, Noah turns his attention to building an altar. In the Old Testament tabernacle, the first piece of furniture was the brazen altar. Now, I know I'm skipping around here just a little bit, and I'm leaving Noah's ark for just a moment, but I want you to see the importance of an altar, amen. Now, we've got an altar here this morning, and we call them the kneeling benches, amen, a place to come and pray. But I want you to know this. Maybe y'all didn't know this, but the altar's a place to die. Yeah. Too often, we don't see anything dying on our altars. No, we see people coming. They'll maybe men carry a burden to the Lord, and then they pick it right back up, and they drag it back to the work week again. Yeah. Listen, that's not the idea of the altar. The altar was a place to leave it there, amen. It's a place where you take what's hurting, and a place that burden that you've got, and leave it on the altar and let God take care of it, amen. That's what the altar's all about. It's a place of worship, giving it all to God. Now watch this. This altar, Old Testament, tabernacle. You know, God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle. Well, there was that tabernacle, that tent that I'm talking about. It was a fenced-in area. There was a fenced-in area. Had one door. We call it the Eastern Gate. One door in, amen, and it was the only door for all the tabernacle. So if you're going to leave that place, you'd have to go through that door. That's Jesus, hallelujah. But the first place, listen, as soon as you go in the door of that tabernacle, I mean, through the gate of that tabernacle, as soon as you go through that gate, the very first stop that you're going to get to, every sinner that went around it, every sinner that walked by, he walked by an altar called the brazen altar. You know what that brazen altar was used for? It was where that sacrificial lamb, that sacrificial offering, had to die. It was a place where it was burnt alive.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app. where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.